there, my dark, brooding faggot boy. You've come back for another discussion with Mistress Alicia, the fag fairy. I'm going to sprinkle a little magic dust on you so that you understand yourself better as a faggot. Your gay fantasies, they used to be so very well controlled. It was like you could put them into a box, and any time you wanted to go and get your box out, you could take your gay toys out and enjoy your little gay self every once in a while, and you'd put everything back into the box. And the box would get slid back underneath the bed or back into the closet, wherever you were going to keep it, and everything would be fine. But your self-control is just not like that anymore, is it? It seems that your little secret faggot desires have begun to escalate, and they're escalating well beyond your masturbation sessions every morning. It's not a matter of just getting the box out and getting the gay toys out, the gay tools out that make you come so very, very hard. And you used to tell yourself, well, this is just a quick way to get off. To get off fast and get off hard and get on with your day, you blow it off, it's not that big of a deal, it doesn't mean you're gay. What a man thinks about, my dear, when he comes, is really what he is. It has less to do with what you have between your legs than what you do between your ears. You see, it's not just a nut job, it's a mind fuck job. You didn't really think that guys were that deep, did you? Well, I'm not saying that you aren't all excuses and denials as you continue to wallow around, as you wallow around in your vanilla life trying to convince yourself that you're not gay. But it's time for you to face a few facts. And those facts are going to continue to pop up between your legs every single time you get turned on, you see? It's taken over your pleasure centers. Now your pleasure centers are all devoted to gay ideas. When did this happen? I don't know, but at some point in the past it happened. And now, snuffooey, you are a faggot. That's just who you are now. You can be born a faggot, or you can become a faggot, and I'm afraid that you have become a faggot. But let's face it, you knew in the back of your mind that all of those cum loads that you devoted to gay porn were eventually going to kind of come back and haunt you. Yes, it all comes clear one day as you watch a young man just innocently sunbathing with an erection as he naps. You are just a dirty fucking old man. And your own memories come back in a flood and you realize that you have always been gay. And you've always been buried in your gayness too. And it's just simply time for you to become a little bit more of a cum bucket. And it seems that all this suppression is now going to lead to a hell of a lot of fucking liberation. That's right. The longer you have repressed your feelings, the harder they're going to come out now. It's funny how those things happen. It's the boomerang effect. You throw your feelings as hard as you can away from you, and then they just come back at you that much harder. It's ironic like that, but you're stuck with these ironies, you know what I mean? You're just simply going to have to come out. And in the coming out, you bump into me and I decide that it's time for us to throw you a little coming out party. And I take you down to an adult bookstore where I have lots and lots of friends, and they've been calling up lots and lots of their friends. Their friends and their friends. And they're all going to come down to fuck your brains out. We're going to get you used to the idea that you're a faggot, you see. You didn't think that everybody was going to rally around you for the cause, but after all, you are going to be their little cum bucket, their little cum dump. They're going to get off for free on you and get off on your humiliation at the same time. Get off on the fact that they're really bringing you out of the closet in a way that you can never get back into it again. No matter how hard you try to tuck yourself under the boxes in the back, you just can't quite fit back into the closet again. You are an out gay male. You're shouting it, and you are proud. You're proud of the cocks that you get hard, aren't you, faggot? The whole idea has just made you hard enough to come, hasn't it? Well, we're going to get you off today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to really get you out of that closet.